One of the things that we do every time is we take a few minutes to reflect on one of several different contemplative topics that affect our, or that touch our hearts, our minds, and inform really our lives through the month. But before we do that, since this is our first time together, I'm going to run through just a few instructions, some of which were on the letter that you received, but it's just a reminder for all of us together. First of all, if you can leave your cell phones in the car or turn them off before you come in, and if you have an emergency situation or you may need to get a phone call, you can give them my number, which is 395-3175. 395-3175. And I have my phone, and it's on vibrate. So if it vibrates, I'll get it and pass along the message. Excuse me. Bathrooms, for you who haven't been here before. When you come in the door, there's a bathroom right to your right. If you go through the kitchen, there is an apartment on your left. There's a bathroom in there. There's a bathroom at the head. Well, there's a bathroom at the head of the stairs, and there's a bathroom in the bedroom that's around to the back of the stairs. And then there's a bathroom in the hallway in here, and a bathroom in the master bedroom. So we should not have a shortage of bathrooms. And we're going to split up in a little while for you all to find your own little nook and cranny with your journal to pray and be alone. And any room in the house is free for you to go in and find your space. Like I said, there's an apartment in the back. Down the basement is, you may have to turn the lights on as you go down, but there's lots of space down there to just be alone, and then upstairs in the bedrooms as well, and anywhere else. And of course, while it's nice, outside is perfect. There will be snacks in the kitchen for you throughout the morning, and drinks, so help yourself. Parking. I think we went over that in the letter, but briefly, this is a very established neighborhood with old neighbors, and we want to be very careful to respect them. The streets are narrow, so it would help if we parked with some distance between our cars so that if a car is coming from this way, the car over here has a chance to, a place to go. So just kind of remember that as you park. The driveway is free. We can park as many cars as possible in there as long as you don't have to be the first one out. The other thought we had was if you come early enough to be able to have time to walk a bit of a distance, you could park down before that four-way stop and just walk and have some reflection on the way up here. If you have young children and you get here late, we want to save those places for people who are coming later, maybe, for you. But small groups. You all, just about all of you, met your small group leaders, so you know. But those of you who were not here, let's just begin. Margaret, and you're, what color are you?
Green.
Okay. And Margaret is going to meet in the apartment in the back. So if you're in Margaret's group, when the bell rings, you will go to into Margaret's group in the back. And then, let's see, Mary Zimmerman, what color are you?
Blue.
Okay. You will go into the bedroom. You go up the stairs and you go around to the back of the stairs to a bedroom, and that's where Mary will be. Ruth. And what color?
Maroon.
Maroon, okay. And that's very close to red, yeah. So you kind of have to discern. There's red and there's maroon. You go up to the head of the stairs, and Ruth's in the bedroom up there. Let's see, who else?
Janet.
Where's Janet? Janet. What color are you, Janet?
Purple.
Okay.
And I'm back here in Sally's room.
In the master bedroom. And Mary?
I'm yellow, and we're just in this room, the family room to the side here.
Okay. I think that about does it. Okay.
I'm orange red, and I'm in the room to the right.
Are there any questions before we get started? To help you know when you're supposed to move and go somewhere, if we're not right here telling you, we will ring a bell. And so look at your schedule. When we'll send you out into silent time. When you hear the bell ring, you go into your small groups. And then you'll hear another bell ring, and that means you come back to this group. Otherwise, I think everything's pretty self-explanatory. It'll just happen. We'll lead you through it this first morning.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. For those who arrive late, if when we come in, if we'll just fill up this way, because it's hard to call walls, there'll always be chairs propped up, just trying to make room. So if we can help the later people by sitting this way, then hopefully we'll all squeeze in.
Clarify which door we should use.
If you're late, thank you. Yes.
Yeah. If you go to the back of the driveway and just turn left, like you're coming back toward the house, the very first door has a little wooden steps and a tiny porch. And come in there, and then you just wait in the apartment till the teaching.
Apartment time. Door.
Yeah, it's apartment door.
Okay. Well, this morning, since it is our first time together, we want to reflect around the topic of God's presence. And I think it's just fitting that we begin with the beginner, the one who started all things and the one who is all things and is always with us. And if you're here today, it's because I suspect you have a desire to be with him, to know him. You have a desire for more of just being with the Lord. And if that is the case, then God has already begun to work in your life because that desire comes from him. He is the initiator of all things. So whether or not we sense his presence or his work, it is. It just is. There are four core practices that you will hear us talk about in Journey Mates all the time. And the first one is prayerful presence. Who can help me with another one? What's another one of our core practices?
Authenticity.
Being honest with ourselves, with God, with one another. And then, what's another one?
Attentiveness.
Right. That we are noticing and aware and increasing in that awareness of how God is present with us. And then one other is our spiritual friendship and our sense of community with one another. And we'll unpack those more as the months go on. But as Psalm 139 says, there is nowhere that we can go that God is not present. He's already there. Presence also means it's not just God's presence. That is the ultimate and primary one. But then there's a sense of presence to ourselves and to our own soul and to how he is with us. And then there's a sense of presence with one another and noticing how is he with you and how am I noticing him in you And how is he in the world around us? And what am I meant to learn from him, about him, in that? One of the things we do here is we experience. It's an experience. Our time is an experience of being with the Lord. And so right now, I would like for us to just close our eyes for a moment. And once again, just become aware of yourself as you sit in the chair. Just kind of settle your, be aware of how you're settled there, how you're feeling. And then open your awareness to God with you, God above you, God below you, God in front of you, God behind you, God on your right, God on your left, and God within you. As you slowly open your eyes, just be aware of God among us together. How aware, how consciously aware were you of God's presence all around you, or of you being rooted and grounded in His love before we did that exercise? I think if you're like me, it is amazing how much of my life I go through feeling like I'm in it alone. Or that it's all up to me. You know? And so now as you listen, nothing I say is super profound, but as you listen, listen from the standpoint of how are you hearing God? What is God saying? How are you aware of God in this place and in this time? Oftentimes we say that we have to get away to be with God. But in reality, we're already with Him. Or we say, come, Holy Spirit, come. But in reality, He's already here. It's us that has to open up to the awareness of the presence, of His presence. One author says that we live in spiritual apartheid, meaning apart from a condition of separating, of being apart. So we have one people separated from another people. But the sense that we are apart from God, He's up there and we're here. But in a very real sense, God, everything that exists must of necessity be in the presence of God. But only human creatures are able to be aware of that. We're the only ones that really can glorify God, bring glory to Him. He is our source and the ground of our existence. In Him we live, we move, and we have our being. This summer, as some of you know, I went to Rwanda with a team from our church. And Steve and Sally and their son, Thomas, went also on this trip. And then there were seven of us all together. And the day after we got there, or the day actually we arrived, Steve found out that he, according to the MRI results, had a malignant lymphoma and had to come back immediately for surgery. So that was a shock to all of us. Obviously, it impacted Steve and Sally and Thomas the most. And so they left and came back. And in the process of that, Steve put me in charge of the team. Well, immediately I was put in this place of weakness, of inability. Steve and Sally were going to handle the pastor's conference and pastor's wives conference that was going to happen the end of the week. The people over there were pretty determined we were going to have a pastor's conference. So that meant we had to come up with a pastor's conference. Our week was scheduled and full, and we had prepared the things we were supposed to prepare. But now we were going to have to prepare this. And there was no way. We didn't have the resources in our own abilities to do that. The second morning that we were there, we were having our devotions, and it was in Numbers 9, the passage where it's Moses and the tabernacle and God leading the people through the cloud by day and the fire by night. And I've read that a million times. But that morning, I sat there, and I realized that it says in the scripture that when the pillar of cloud moved, they moved. And if it moved, and when it stopped, they stopped. If it stopped for 2 months, they stopped for 2 months. If it started in the middle of the night, they got up and moved. And I thought, wow. If you know that your life is dependent on whether that cloud is staying or going, you're pretty focused on it. For 40 years, they were focused on that pillar of cloud and fire, and it never had impacted me so much how that was such an image of His presence and how focused He wants us to be. And inside of me, in that little quiet voice, I heard Him say, pay attention, Jennifer. Pay attention. And all week long, I kept hearing that, pay attention. But the neat thing was that it was an experience that was where you just saw the power of God in ways that you didn't even realize in the moment, and afterwards you just were surprised. Now, we've all had those experiences. It was kind of like Job's experience. Before I knew you, but now I see you. It was one of those kinds of experiences. We saw Him in a very real and different way. And Steve and Sally have their own story about coming back and how that was true for them. But Oh, but most of us don't have those experiences every day. Most of us have children nagging at us, or crying, or diapers to change, or a do list that is absolutely overwhelming. And some of us feel pretty alone and dark. And for some of us, God hasn't spoken in a very long time. And he's very, very silent. And where in the world is he? And for some of us, we're feeling pretty guilty and condemned and like, there must be something wrong with me. She has an experience like that and she really hears God. But I haven't heard God in a very long time. But the truth of the matter is, whether we hear him or we don't, whether we see him or feel him or we don't, he's present. He is just as present. For as Christians, absence is not nothingness. Absence is still presence. Mother Teresa, there's been a lot kind of written about her diaries. You've probably all read that. After she left a very comfortable home, because God led her to India and she was all excited about getting there and it was so much fun. Come to find out that this woman lived most of her life with a dark cloud and not hearing him. But he was present. She knew he was present. Psalm 139 tells us that even in the darkest, he is there. Darkness is as light to him. I want to invite us now for a moment to just sit with what we've heard for a minute.